In our shiurim, we've been discussing the Sukkos Gambach. In our first year of this series, we spoke about what kavana one should have when he built the sukkah. In the next year, we spoke about a sukkah that was built by an akum. And now, in this year, we're going to speak about a sukkah built by noshim uktan. And as we quoted, there's a particular issue in understanding. Taisus asked the question that Rabbeinu Tam teaches us that a woman is not supposed to build a sukkah. And even though we learn that a woman is not supposed to put on tzitzis because she's not mechuyev to make tzitzis, so why is the halacha that a woman is allowed to build a sukkah? The Chasam Sofer distinguishes. He says, by tzitzis, there's a mitzvah to make the tzitzis. As the pasuk says, gedilim taslcha. And therefore, only somebody who themselves is obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis is allowed to put on the tzitzis. Whereas, says the Chasam Sofer, by sukkah, there is no mitzvah to make the sukkah. The mitzvah is to have a sukkah. And therefore, since there's no mitzvah in building the sukkah, the halacha is that a woman could build a sukkah. And actually, I saw the Ramosha has a tshuva. In the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Or HaChaim, Chelek Hei, Simen Mem, Seif Gimel. And he discusses this question, if one could build a sukkah through women. And he takes a very interesting approach. He says that the halacha is that one is certainly obligated to build a sukkah. Everybody is obligated to do whatever is required to have a sukkah. And he goes in to discuss that even if it's a while before Yontif, one has to, and if he knows that that's as much time as he'll need to build a sukkah, he should start building the sukkah long before Yontif, if that's what's going to be needed to have a sukkah. Just like he says is the halacha by Dalad Minim, that if one needs to have Dalad Minim, he should go get his Dalad Minim long before Sukkos, if that's what he needs to do to get his Dalad Minim. But, says Rav Moshe, what the mitzvah requires is not that I should build a sukkah. What the mitzvah requires is that I should have a sukkah. I should do whatever it takes to have a sukkah. So if it takes me a long time to make sure I should have a sukkah, that's what I should do. But he says the mitzvah is not that I should build a sukkah. The mitzvah is that I should see that I should have a sukkah. And therefore, since there's no mitzvah in the making of the sukkah, of the sukkah, the mitzvah is to make sure you have a sukkah. So if that will be accomplished through a woman building the sukkah, that'll be also satisfactory. That's actually Rav Moshe's approach to the shaila. And as I said, it seems that's the approach of how Rav Moshe explained as well, very much in line with the Chasam Sofer. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger has a different approach. Rav Shlomo Kluger's approach is that when a mitzvah has to be made l'shma, there the halacha is it has to be made by somebody who's a bar chiyuv. But when there's no din of l'shma, there is no din that the mitzvah has to be made through a bar chiyuv. And as I saw, Rabbi Yoshe ben Soloveitchik Zatzal explains this concept. He says when there has to be a chalois of l'shma, the kavan of l'shma done by a woman who isn't obligated in the mitzvah isn't considered l'shma. And it's important to understand what he's saying. He's not saying that a woman is incapable of having a kavanah of lishma. That's not what he's saying. He's saying a woman is capable of having a kavanah of lishma. What he's saying is that even though a woman is capable of having a kavanah of lishma, he's saying the kavanah of lishma can only be made through a person who's mechuyev in that mitzvah. If the person is not mechuyev in that mitzvah, they don't have the ability of creating a lishma. However, by sukkah, there is no din of lishma. Our very Gemara, he says, is teaching us that you have to have a sukkah l'shem tzeil. He says the l'shem tzeil that a sukkah needs to be built is not the concept of lishma. The l'shem tzeil is what makes schach into schach. In other words, tzitzis need a lishma. That when you put on the tzitzis, you have to be putting them on l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. When you make schach l'shem tzeil, that's what makes the schach have a din of schach. It's a metzius. It's not a halacha. And therefore, since all you need is a shem tzeil to make schach into schach, that women are capable to do as well. He himself remains with a question, because the halacha is that eged lulav, there is no din of lishma. And yet, the halacha is that women shouldn't do ragudas lulav. According to this, why not? The Avni Nezer in Simen Tuf Pei Aleph has a different explanation why women can make a sukkah, even though they're not mechuyev in making a sukkah. And according to Ben Atam, a mitzvah that women aren't obligated in doing, the halacha is that they don't have to do. He says a very interesting concept. He says that the purpose of building a sukkah is a matter, because halacha is, on sukkahs, one is not allowed to eat or sleep outside of the sukkah. And the purpose of building a sukkah is that you should have where to eat or sleep. Since the entire purpose of the sukkah is just a matter to allow you to have where to eat and sleep, the halacha is that a mitzvah, which is only a matter, a woman is allowed to do. Whereas the mitzvah of tzitzis is not just a matter. The mitzvah of tzitzis is that the woman is actually, that there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's an obligation to build the mitzvah. And since there's an obligation to put on the tzitzis, a mitzvah chiyuvis, women can't do. And that's why he says that a woman can make a sukkah. Interestingly enough, he even says that not just could a woman make a sukkah, but he says that a woman, the din of a mitzvah asay shizman grama, is that women are excluded from mitzvah asay shizman grama. We see from here, and not only mitzvah asay shizman grama, which are mitzvah chiyuvis, but even mitzvah asay shizman grama, which are just a matter, also women are excluded from such mitzvahs, and therefore they're not. Therefore, women can build but they can still build the sukkah. A very similar approach could be found in the Mi'adim V'Zmanim, Chelik Aleph Simen Tes, that the building of the sukkah is not what makes the sukkah into the sukkah. He says that what makes the sukkah into the sukkah is when you sit on the sukkah, in the sukkah. And since sitting in the sukkah is what makes the sukkah into the sukkah, it can be done through women. So the building is not the mitzvah, and therefore a woman can build a sukkah. What about a sukkah built through ketanim? The Bi'a Alocha says l'chatchila, one should not have a sukkah, not have the schach put on by ketanim, because ketanim don't have the kavono. And as we're learning in our sugya, the sukkah has to be constructed L'shem tzel. And indeed, the Bekura Yaakov in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Beis, Tov Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Beis says, L'chatchila Yisakek Sukos Ayidei Nochri V'ishi V'kotten Pochs Mi Yidgimel. But he says it's only on the Schach. The walls certainly don't have to be have any Kavona, and the Halach is that a cotton could make the Sukkah. As we said in a previous year, the Avni Nezer in Orech Chaim Simen Tof Ein Hei, just like the Avni Nezer said this when a guy is building the sukkah, says the same that when a katan is building the sukkah, if the balabas, if the gadol is standing there and he has kavona l'shem tzeil as the katan is building the sukkah, then it's l'chatchila. And we can now very well understand the words of the Avni Nezer. Because as we just finished saying, the kavana l'shem tzeil, he said this from Rabbi Yosha Ber, the kavana of l'shem tzeil, of the building of the sukkah, is not the same kavana of l'shma when I make a mitzvah. The kavana of l'shma of a mitzvah is that the Torah says that the mitzvah has to be done l'shma. When I make a sukkah l'shem tzeil, it's only making that schach should have a din of schach. So even though it's not the person who's putting on the schach, it doesn't make a difference. Because the schach, it's not a kavana in the mitzvah. It's a kavana in the schach, and therefore my kavana could be attached to somebody else's act. There's a story that's said over from Rav Chaim, from the Brisker Rav, that we know that a katan is only considered a gadol when he was hevi shtei saris. Until then, we only consider him a gadol midrabbanon, not midaraisa, because we don't know for sure that he's a gadol. So the question is, could, if we have a boy who's a bar mitzvah, but we don't know if he was hevi shtei saris, can we rely on him to build the sukkah l'chatchila? So most paiskim are obviously mekel, because as it's clear in our Gemara, you could use a cotton to build your sukkah. So if you could use a cotton to build your sukkah, certainly you could use the cotton to build your sukkah, certainly with the Evid, in a case where you know he's already 13 years old, then the halacha is certainly you could use such a cotton. But I did see that Reb Chaim was machmer not to sit in a sukkah that was built by a cotton unless they knew for sure that cotton was heavy shtei saris. Our Gemara began with the sukkah skambach, and as we discussed, there's many different pshatim. The sukkah skambach stands for many different types of sukkahs. So I saw from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, if somebody has all these different types of sukkahs, gambach, goyim, noshim, kutim, behemoths, and he has a choice. As we're learning, all of these sukkahs are not the most l'chatchila the sukkahs. So he has a choice, which one of these sukkahs should he use, which one should he use. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says he should use the sukkah built for behemoth. He quotes a Orach Chaim. The Torah says, V'yakov nosa sukkosoi. So the question is, just because Yaakov made sukkahs there, that's why the place is called sukkosoi? So the Orach Chaim says that Yaakov Avinu was the first person that built huts for his animals. He showed that a person has to be concerned about the animal welfare. So Yaakov Avinu showed us that that's an important concept in halacha. So says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, if that's, we see such an important concept of halacha, so a sukkah that was made for behema, that one mitzvah was done, where we're concerned about the animal welfare, such a sukkah should be used for other purposes as well. But as we saw, that even though the sukkah that's built in our series of shurim, we learned that the sukkah that's built by the goyim, by the noshim, by the ketanim, as kosher, l'chatchila, one should build a sukkah himself. And even though there's a concept in halacha that a Talmud Chochem is not allowed to be mevaza atzmoy, and sometimes even l'tzorich mitzvah, he is not allowed to do something which is not according to his kavod. The Maril quotes in his Minhagim on Sukkos that he motzas maram oisik ba'atzmoy besiyas ha'sukkah. Because he says the sukkah is a davar shebe gedusha, and a davar shebe gedusha, even talmid chachamim who normally don't do these kind of things do the sukkah themselves. As we quoted earlier, the Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Dalis of Hey, the medagdikim meschilim miyad b'matzah Yom Kippurim b'siyas ha'sukkah k'day lotzeis mi'mitzvah al mitzvah. And the Kav HaChaim as well, in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hey, says in the building of a sukkah, mitzvah bar yoysim v'shluchai, certainly in a mitzvah, which is zecha l'yitzias mitzrayim, that one should build the sukkah themselves, and we should always have the koyach and the gezunt to be able to do mitzvahs.